Voices that inspire the extended interview.
My name is Vernicia Howard. I am the math, science, and technology coach at Hartsfield Elementary School. This is my 20th year in education. I've been at Hartsfield Elementary now for 18 years, and this is my second year in the current position.
All right. So when did you know you wanted to be a teacher?
That's a funny question, because education was not my first career choice. I graduated from Florida A&M with a degree in business administration, went back to Miami to work with the city of Miami, and was bored sitting behind a cubicle. I came back to Tallahassee and volunteered in a special needs classroom, and I think that is where I found my calling to be an educator.
So if you felt like working with special needs brought that out in you, because, you know, not everybody feels that connection.
Right.
That's hard.
Right.
And what made you come back to Tallahassee? Did you grow up in Miami?
I'm from Miami. I was still in my lease here in Tallahassee. So it's like, if I'm going to be paying rent somewhere, let me go see if I can find a job there. And I interviewed with the state and was waiting on phone calls. And in the meantime, between waiting on those phone calls, I lived right down the street from Astoria Park. And so I would pass by that school every day. So I was like, let me go see if they just need some volunteers. And it started there.
So through volunteering is how you then made that switch.
Yes.
So what do you like about teaching?
I like to see, I'm going to say I love when I see the growth in the students. I love how they're so willing to put in the work for you because you're showing them that you love them and you care for them. And just because of that, they're willing to go that extra mile for you. So I love when they're smiling because they realize that they're winning.
Did you have teachers that made a difference in your life?
I did. Aldine Longley, my sixth grade reading teacher. I'm still in contact with her to this day. She was like a second mom. She was that teacher that made sure you were not left behind. And because of her, I see what she has done for students and done for students like me. I see that in me doing that for the students that I work with now. Made sure we had a meal, made sure we had clothes, made sure we were learning something, made sure we were able to go on field trips. If it was a book fair, made sure, you know, books were purchased for us. She was that teacher that always went the extra mile. And I want to be that same way for my students.
You know, as you're saying that, your role is, your job is more than just teaching.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really about care and making sure that child has what they need so they can be successful.
Right.
I mean, not every child comes in with a full belly and a warm coat or whatever they need.
And I've always kept a snack closet in my room. And so that, you know, students sometimes, we laugh and say a kid would work for food, but some of them, it's not that they're working for the food. Some of them are actually hungry and just need a snack to get them through the day. I was always known as that snack teacher, and sometimes a student would misbehave and they would send them to my room, but a lot of times they were only misbehaving because they needed someone to give them a hug and give them a snack and send them back on their way.
So tell me about this award that you just won.
So I am very grateful to be recognized as the 2024-2025 Leon County Schools Glenn Howe Distinguished Educator of the Year. I've had that nomination on school level many a times, but to be recognized district-wide means a lot. I was just in traffic the other day, and a lady was trying to get my attention, and I looked over and she's like, I recognize your face from anywhere. Congratulations. So just to know that I was granted this award because of the things I do in the district, that really means a lot.
What are those things? Like, what do you think they saw in your application that put you put you at the top?
I think a lot of it had to do with the collaboration at the school level, and the recognition and the nomination from my school staff. The teachers and the students at the school and the families, they believe in the work that I put in. We work together. So just seeing that I'm able to collaborate well, build relationships with my families and with the students and the teachers and staff, I think that had a lot to do with it, but also some of the professional development that I do for the district in supporting other teachers to become better at what they're doing.
So that's a good point. When you have a brand new teacher, like, what are the things that you try to impart to them?
I make sure I let them know it's not an easy job. If you got in it for the money, you're in the wrong place. If you got in it, this position, this field, thinking that, oh, teaching is easy, it's not. Every day is a new day. Do not give up. Always just put forth your best effort. Bring a smile. And if you don't have a smile one day, the students will give you a reason to smile. They always do. That has been my joy of teaching. No matter what I've gone through that night before or that morning, when I walk on campus, there's always going to be one student that's going to greet me with a hug and a smile. So for a new teacher, just think about that one student. You may not be able to reach them all, but there's going to be that one or two that you're really going to make a difference in their lives, and you're going to see that at the end of the year, and you're going to have that time, that moment to reflect back on what you did for that one particular student, and you're going to see the difference you made.
I think that is why people teach.
Yes.
You know, that connection,
mm-hmm.
that feeling that you're making a difference.
Yeah. And that's the most important thing, knowing that you made a difference. And like I say, you may not reach them all, but there's a handful that you're going to reach, and they're going to remember you, and they're going to see you in passing in the grocery store, and they're going to think, wait, you're not supposed to be in here. You're a teacher. Their parents are not even going to know who you are, but they are going to know your name, and that's going to mean a lot. They realize that you were somebody that cared for them, that loved them, that was there at their lowest moment or even at their highest moment. And they're going to remember your name, and they're going to come back, and they're going to shout your name, and they're going to love on you and continue to just wish you well throughout what you're doing. I tell a lot of my students, one day you're going to be that doctor that's going to have to take care of me. Or you might even have to be that lawyer in the courtroom for me. So, hey, like, I look out for you, you look out for me.
That's a great way to remind them that they're part of something bigger.
Yes.
You know, they have this future ahead of them.
Right. I ran into a student today. I was his kindergarten teacher, and his family owns a nail shop here. And I went by because I was on lunch, and I just drove by just to say hi. And he's like, I saw you, Miss Howard. I miss you so much. Like, this is his first year in college. And he went to telling me all about what he's doing in college, what he's majoring in, and how he's looking for a job in the IT field. And I was able to talk about some of my experiences when I first started in college. And I was a computer science major. And he was like, yeah, the coding. I don't like the coding. I was like, I don't like coding either. That's why I changed my major. So just I get a lot of those phone calls sometimes from former parents, from former students. And that means a lot that they still think about me enough to invite me to a birthday party or a graduation or just to give me updates about what's going on.
Yeah, that's you're building real connection with people. It's not just, you know, making sure they can pass the math test.
Right, right.
I'm sure that boy you're talking about earlier is going to be one of those students that remember you.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And he has a little brother at the school, and his little brother is already kind of latched on, and he's always mimicking what his big brother says. Well, my brother said you do this, and you love Mickey Mouse. And why do you love Mickey Mouse? Can I come to your room and see the Mickey Mouse? I have a huge Mickey Mouse collection in my classroom, and a lot of the trinkets in the classroom were donated by former students. And so I always tell the student, if you ever think about me, just think Mickey Mouse in blue. Those are my favorites.
I love that. That's great. So how do you navigate the stress of your work?
This is a stressful week now with standardized testing taking place this week. But being able to have those chats with the students and talk to them about the growth they're making and not looking at them as just another score, as a score, but looking at them as a student that's working hard. That and having a good network of friends outside of work helps me to helps with the stress. I have a good group of friends that we meet up with sometimes just on weekends, just to talk, laugh. One of the friends mentioned today in a group chat, we need to get together and pray this week. And I agree.
Are they teachers too?
They are teachers. They are teachers here in the county. Three are math coaches. One is a teacher and one is an assistant principal. And we call ourselves the crew.
It's important to have that group, you know, that support network.
Yes. And family is real big too. I have a good support system with my family, so they know when I'm having that moment where I've had a stressful day at school, they know just to give me my time and my space. Even if it's just to say, okay, we'll wash the dishes today, or we'll clean up, we'll fold the clothes. Or my grandmother, I talk to her every morning. She's always giving me a word of encouragement just to get through the day. So that family support system and just the outside network of friends is very important.
Yeah, it is. You know, last week, my dad, who's 93, my husband's out of town, so he and I went to dinner, and this table of women were sitting next to us, and I could tell they were all teachers, and they were just, it was a Friday night, and they were just letting loose and relaxing, and it was just sort of fun to eavesdrop a little on their conversation.
And that's, sometimes I'm like, when we do hang out or, you know, go out on that Friday, it's like, okay, don't wear your school shirt. Don't let them know. Don't wear your school shirt. But it's good to find other things outside of work to help you navigate through life. Because I love to read. So that helps me relieve stress. If I can just pick up my book and just read, it takes me away from some of the problems that I'm dealing with or some of the heartaches that I've had to face at school. That's a big help, stress reliever for me as well.
I'm sure you get attached to some of these children and things happen in their lives and you cannot help but be impacted by that.
Yeah. I was talking to my assistant principal today about one of our former students. She graduated last year, and before graduation, she was like, well, this is it for me. I'm like, what do you mean this is it? You have middle school and high school. I don't have to go to middle school and high school. It doesn't matter. None of my family did. And she's been on my mind lately. And I told my assistant principal, I'm going to have to find a way to get in contact with her because I really do want to check in with her. I've had students that have tragic death. He was walking to school and got hit by a car. And he was one of those students that had a lot of trauma already in his life, and his family had just got back right. And then that happened. So that was a devastating blow. But I tell my students every day, especially before a big break, before Thanksgiving break, before Christmas break, before summer breaks, I give them hugs, tell them, you know, I love you, be safe. Even on a daily basis, at the end of the day, I'll have some run up to me and I'll just make sure, you know, I let them know, I love you, have a safe day, see you tomorrow. You never know what happens.
And you know, they have no control of their lives
right,
at this point.
Right. I'm the safety patrol representative at the school. So I have some, it's only for fifth grade, but I have some little second graders and first graders that have been trying to work their way on to safety patrol. So I have one little boy, first grade, he's always like, boss, I'm gonna do good today in class because I need my safety patrol belt. I'm like, okay.
You know, it's so sweet. It's like just It's like that. And I remember from my own elementary school days of like feeling that sense of responsibility that, and you get to wear that belt and yes. you feel important.
And the fifth graders, they take their jobs very serious. They ask me, can we have note passes? Can we write you a note and give you a list of names when students aren't following directions? So they walk around with their pens and their pads, and I'll come by my classroom every now and then. There's a note stuck to my door. They're pretty much. I have a good group that pretty much runs the parent pickup line. They do morning drop off, so they're opening the doors and greeting the parents. And in the afternoon, I'm pretty much just standing there supervising because they're remembering the cars and helping the students get into the cars. They're calling. They have their little bullhorns where they're calling the names. They're taking their jobs very serious, and I love it.
Have you watched the series Abbott Elementary?
Yes. So,
do you feel that reflects a bit about what it's like?
It reflects a lot of what it's like. My cousin, he always teases me. He's like, that's you. You're that teacher that's always trying to come up with some new idea to move the school. I'm like, I can't help it.
The principal in that series is the one that just like, oh, my goodness.
Right. Oh, like, I haven't run into a principal like her, which is a good thing. And I've been under some different administrators, but I haven't wanted to run into one like her.
Yeah, she's pretty she would be challenging.
Yes, yes.
Because it's all about her.
Yes, my cousin really thinks I'm Janine.
I love that. That's so funny. I had to ask because it's such a great capture. I mean, for a lot of people, I think who have, you know, we've all had teachers, most yes. of us in mm-hmm. our lives, but what it's like to be a teacher in the day-to-day world of teaching and the, I mean, you never know what you're going to, you arrive each day and it could be a totally different day than you anticipated.
Yeah. And to be honest, this wasn't my career. Like I said, this wasn't my first career choice. And when I did get into education, I had a 5-year plan. It was supposed to be 5 years, and then after the 5 years, opened my own child care development program because it was still like, okay, that's a part of business. And then I was thinking, you know, I can, if I start my own, I can do things my way. But I still saw the need to help the students that I'm working with on a day-to-day basis. I think that's why I've been at Hartsville so long. Mm-hmm. My heart is really there at Hartsville. The population changes. We've had it where we've had 4 to 5 teachers on a grade level. We've had it where it has gone down to 2 teachers on a grade level. Now we're back to 3 teachers on a grade level. The demographics are changing. The teachers are changing. The environment at Hartsville is going through a total change, and it's a good change right now. I believe it's a change that's really helping all of our students. I tell a lot of people, this is our winning season. Hartsville is the school, the place to be at. This is truly our winning season at Hartsville. We have some great teachers. We have some great staff, great administration. The students are wonderful. They're loving the parents. And I really love where I am right now.
Well, that's really great. Because if you feel happy where you are and you feel supported, then you can take away that stress and put it into working with the kids.
Right, right. And I think not going in too overwhelmed and too stressed. Every year is a new year. This year started out a little weird for me because I had to take a month off. And so going back in and just getting all the hugs from the students, it was like starting all over. We missed you. Where have you been? The get well cards and all of that. So the students make you want to show up. And if the students make you want to show up, you know you're at the right place.
And you know you're in the right profession.
Yes, yes.
That's really important. Well, you've said a lot of great things. Is there anything else you'd want people to know about being a teacher and being an award-winning, award-recognized teacher?
Being a teacher is not an easy job. So don't give up. Give it your best. The same effort you want your students to put in, you need to put in that effort as well. Sit back and reflect on your day-to-day teaching, and you'll figure it out. It'll come to you. Find that good network of teachers to work with. Use the resources that are available to you, and it'll be great.
I have another question that occurred to me. What would you want parents to know?
I would love for parents to know that your support is greatly needed. We can't do it without you. You're your child's first teacher. And whatever you can get, whatever information you can tell us to help your child be great, is all we need. Even if it's just to come sit in and have lunch with us and talk about ways that we can help you, help your child, just be open with us and just always know that you're your child's first teacher and what you teach them at home goes a long way at school.
Great. That's good advice.
My name is Vernicia Howard. I am the math, science, and technology coach at Hartsfield Elementary School. And to know me is to know that I have a true passion for teaching and educating our babies.